The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
The NFL draft is almost here. After a three-month run-up of talking about it, we are virtually at the moment the Bills will make their picks April 24th. Plan on staying up late because the Bills hold the 30th pick, which is nothing unusual. The last 5 years, the Bills' average pick has been 33rd. Believe it or not, their first pick on average has been 33rd. So we're going to dive in here on the Play Action Podcast to all the Bills' needs. And here on this first segment, let's start from the top. Catherine, let's talk about how you view their biggest need.
I think their biggest need has to be cornerback. They still, that's the one position where they don't have their starter for CB2. They obviously locked in Christian Benford with an extension recently for a few more years, but who's going to play opposite Benford? You know, Rasul Douglas, still a free agent after playing last season opposite Benford. Kair Elam traded to the Cowboys. I don't think even if he were still on the team, he'd be that CB2 anyway. Just kind of state of the Bills, they brought back Dane Jackson, and he's now the most accomplished of the guys they have on the team with a lot of younger guys, you know, a Jamarcus Ingram who's played kind of all over.
Right.
So they still don't have a cornerback to start opposite Benford, and I think that's a huge need.
Right, no doubt. That is their, I mean, I think we can agree that is their number one need, and you could easily see them double dipping.
Yeah.
Two cornerbacks. They probably should take two cornerbacks in this draft, and it worked out when they took Elam and Benford. The more the merrier. So, you know, the question is at 30 overall, presuming they keep that spot, or I can't see them trading way up, but is it going to be cornerback? So the question becomes who's available? Who are the best cornerbacks available at 30 overall? It seems pretty certain that the top three cornerbacks are going to be off the board well before 30. So who does that leave them with at 30? And then if they don't take a cornerback at 30, which you certainly could make the case, what would they be left with? Is there somebody decent for their second round pick? They got 56, pick number 56, and pick 62. They obviously could move up from there. So Mel Kiper, the ESPN longtime draft analyst, has them taking Kentucky's Maxwell Hairston. At 30 overall, and I like that pick. I like Maxwell Hairston at 30 overall. He is he has all the traits you're looking for. Super fast, ran 4.28, the fastest time in the 40. He's got he's 5'11". He has long enough arms. That's a priority when you're looking at cornerbacks for the Bills. 31-inch arms, same length as Benford. Not a real big guy, 183. Benford is bigger. He's at 205. But he has the talent. I mean, he has the first-round level talent you're looking for. I like him the best.
You called him feisty in our notes.
Yes,
I love that.
Yes. Now, you know, another thing, and you were at the owners' meetings, Brandon Bean made a point to say, if you're going to be a corner on our team, you have to be willing to tackle. That's an interesting development here, and I'm going to write a story about this. There aren't a lot of corners who you would say are A-plus tacklers.
Yeah.
So, you know, Hairston seems like he is a willing tackler. He's feisty. He'll stick his nose in there. He is not the biggest body, so I wouldn't call him an A-plus tackler. I think he crosses the bar. Other guys at 30 who they, you know, might be in consideration. Azarie Thomas of Florida State. He's somewhere maybe 40 on a lot of teams' big boards. Big, he's athletic, long, 32 3/8-inch arms. You know, a good enough tackler. Trey Amos, Ole Miss, another one they could maybe trade down a few spots and get him at their 30-40. Athlete, up and down tackler. Benjamin Morrison, Notre Dame, coming off. He is a super talented coverage guy, but coming off a hip injury and not a good tackler.
He's had two hip surgeries, I believe,
right? Yeah. So don't love that. And then Siobhan Revel, East Carolina. He is long, physical, supersized, probably good enough corner, but he had ACL injury on September 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a lot asking him. I mean, honestly, at a cornerback, will he be ready? Probably, but it's going to take 18 months before he's back to normal. They could maybe wait to the second round, 56, and get him.
Yeah.
So that's the first round outlook. How much do they love these guys?
I think it's such a time for Bills fans to be antsy about it, too, where they know that the team needs a cornerback. But like you said, they can wait possibly on this. And I like the double dipping here, too. It worked out so well with Benford getting him in the sixth round a few years ago. Look at how that panned out. So it's, these late round guys, the Bills know how to develop them. And that's so key.
Yes. And there is, believe it or not, a Villanova cornerback who has almost a very similar size to Benford.
Run it back.
Isis Waxter. And now he's not quite as fast as Benford, but he's a late round prospect. So second round, what if an edge rusher or the perfect defensive tackle is there at 30? What about the second round? How is that looking? It's a little iffy if they're going to wait. Like I said, they might decide they like Azarrié Thomas. It might be a stretch for him to last to 56. Revel might be there at 56. Trey Amos might be there, but is he a good enough tackler? Other guys at 56 or 60, Noel Williams of Cal, who is a ball hawk, 14
yeah.
career interceptions. He's in the 60 range. He is sort of like plays a little like, and I don't mean to say, he is in the mold of what Kaiir Elam was supposed to be.
Right.
Win early in the down with physical play. He's an alpha guy like that. Again, 14 picks. And then two others, Jacob Parrish, Kansas State, is going to be 56 to 66 on a lot of boards, 4-3-5. In an open field, as tackler can play outside and in the slot, kind of like him. A little more down the board, maybe 60 to 70, is Darian Porter, a size speed guy from Iowa State. Kind of fits a heavy zone scheme. Had 4 blocks punts last year, but needs work tackling. Does he cross their bar? So as you can see, those guys aren't, I don't think, as solid as Maxwell Hairston. Do they like one of those well enough? That's the rub.
Now, we've covered cornerback, the most pressing need, I would say, for the Buffalo Bills. But defensive line is still a need as well, too. Mark, how do you see the situation that the Bills have right now and how that could lead to what they do on draft day?
So there's an obvious, clear need at one technique defensive tackle, nose tackle, opposite the shoulder of the center, or the outside shoulder of the center, where DaQuan Jones plays. DaQuan is entering the last year of his contract. Their primary backup to him is they don't have one. because Dwayne Carter, it can play both, but I still view him as more of a three technique, a backup to Ed Oliver. And then they signed Larry Ogunjobi, who again can play both, but better at the three technique in my view. So getting a big run plugger is a big need. And the good news is this is a great draft to find a run-plugging big defensive tackle. First round, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round.
Yeah.
Again, they could double dip there if they wanted to. And then defensive end is a need. They've got Joey Bosa, Greg Rousseau. If Bosa is as good as they think, they're great at that position. The A.J. Epenesa is back as the number three. Michael Hoyt they signed, but he's suspended for 6 games. And number five is Javon Solomon. So, you know, if any of those guys gets hurt, and now Hoyt is out the first six games, they get any injury there, there's a problem.
They're in trouble.
And you can't, the edge rusher, you can't have too many of those.
Yeah, Brandon Bean especially, you know, he loves to build up this defensive line, both sides of the line. He and Sean McDermott are aligned in that of thinking that's where it starts. Let's talk Kenneth Grant out of Michigan for a little bit. I think a lot of Bills fans are high on him. Our colleague Ryan O'Halloran, very high on him. You're fairly high on him too, right? Called him a mountain.
Yes, I am high on Kenneth Grant. 331 he weighed at the combine. I think he played at 342 at Michigan. Ryan wrote a column at the combine saying, let's just take him. There's a pretty good chance he's going to be there. I love the idea of them getting better at the one technique, nose tackle position. Daquan was not as dominant as he was at the start of the 2023 season. And defending the great quarterbacks like Mahomes, you have to do it with a light box. You can't because they're so lethal throwing the ball. So the better you are, and Philadelphia is the ultimate example, they have Jalen Carter. Of course, they got him six overall, and he is just the mountain who obliterates all the middle of the line. But getting better there is key. I am kind of leaning, I'm not as hot on Kenneth Grant at number 30 as I was. I kind of like Hairston, the cornerback, better than Kenneth Grant. I like Kenneth Grant. If they pick Kenneth Grant, I'm not going to be against the pick. But, you know, Mel Kiper on his call this past week was talking about how, you know, he needs to be in better condition. As he gets a little tired, he plays taller. Mm-hmm. And for a guy that big who plays taller, less easier to move on double teams, less impactful.
Right.
And if he stays in, if he's in better condition, pads lower, more impactful. He's not just a, ideally, he's not just a two-down run plugger. He can give you a little bit of pocket push on third down. Good case scenario. But I feel like the options at 56 and 62 are going to be better at defensive tackle than they are at cornerback. So that's why I actually like either cornerback or defensive end at, at 30. Because at other guys, we might talk about Walter Nolan, Ole Miss. He's a three technique guy. So like anybody who's a three technique, no. Derek Harmon, Oregon, great, awesome. He would be. I would absolutely like him at 30, but I think he's going to be off the board. Third round or 56, a guy like Tyleek Williams, Ohio State, Alfred Collins, Texas. I think those would be great picks at 56 or 62. And it would be an upgrade helping Daquan.
Yeah, I talked to Alfred some at the Combine, and he was delightful, just kind of talking about his journey, how he approaches it. And, you know, I think just seeing the guys he played with at Texas and was able to learn from there, I think he soaks in a lot and would be able to learn a lot at the next level, too, as he continues to develop a bit, but already a solid prospect.
Right. One year player. I mean, he played more than 1 year. 1 year starter because he was behind Byron Murphy and Tavondre Sweat, two high draft picks from last year. He's 332, like almost 35-inch arms. Like him a lot. Tyleek Williams, like him a lot. Good traits, big hands, rugged, tough. Not great pass rusher, but I'm not that worried about that. Okay, let's talk about defensive ends.
All right, let's dive in. Who you said you want them to go maybe defensive end at 30. Do you have someone?
If yes. So, I mean, if an ideal defensive end is there, I could live with that, and then you have to take cornerback or even trade up to get the cornerback you want. If you've got Noel Williams, Jacob Parrish, Revel, Amos, you know, regarded highly enough if they cross the bar. But so who at 30 would make you want to take a defensive end? Boston College, Donovan Ezeraku.
You've been high on him for a minute now,
So he is pure. He is a speed edge rusher. He can bend. A little undersized, 6'2 and a half, 248, Boston College. Long arms, 34 and a half inch arms. Had 16 and a half sacks last year. I like him a lot. I like him at 30. Other guys, but he's pretty much the one that I if he goes before 30, I don't like anybody else. I don't really like anybody else. James Pierce of Tennessee, long, 6'5", 245, ran a ridiculous 4.47. Some people have him going middle of the first round. I don't like him.
Okay.
His comp is Leonard Floyd, but he doesn't play as powerful as Leonard Floyd. He is a one-trick pony in my eyes, outside speed rusher, but does not bring speed to power. And if you don't have power in your game, you've got no changeup. He doesn't play the run. Don't like him. Let's see. Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M. Played 3 years, 37 games, only has 4.5 sacks his whole college career.
Yeah.
Don't like the lack of production. He is a workout warrior, a freak of nature, tests great, but I don't like the lack of production there. So otherwise, I think you could potentially get a good edge rusher, a decent edge rusher, let's say maybe, hopefully, a little better than A.J. Epenesa at 56 or 62. Guys I'm thinking of, T.J. Tuimoloau of Ohio State. I'll pat myself on the back for getting that name pronounced right.
I think it's J.T., though.
Huh?
Is it J.T. or
J.T.?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were so zoned in on the last
rant.
Name.
Okay. Texas A&M's Nick Scourton. Love him a lot. And then Arkansas's Landon Jackson. Like him. Those are three guys to keep in mind. Second round, all with upside. Okay, we have covered the Bills' primary needs in the draft. Let's talk about where else they might go. They do have 10 picks in this draft going into it. That's not a bad thing. You might argue, well, 10 guys aren't going to make the team. But, hey, like we said, double dip. You never know when it's going to work out.
Right.
And it was a home run with the Benford pick. So why not double dip on a position of need? Catherine, how do you see other needs, or how do you size up the rest of the roster?
Yeah, I think it's interesting looking at what they have left and kind of how Brandon Bean will approach it. Let's start, I think, just kind of hot topic running backs, because right now they're set for next year as far as who they have on the roster. But there is, I just wrote about this for the Buffalo News, some angst among the fan base when it comes to James Cook asking for more money in the future. But I want to start with that because it's a deep class.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's just an interesting class of guys who there's that weird dynamic, not weird necessarily, but since running backs have been devalued in the draft, what happens when there's as deep a class as this?
It's a great question. You know, I, first of all, I am 100% on the board with Brandon Bean's approach to the James Cook contract. I love James Cook. He's been great. He is outstanding. I think he is absolutely justified in wanting to get as big a contract as he can get. God bless him. And I think the Bills should not, in any 0% should they re-sign him to a second deal, despite how great he is.
Right.
So I'm not disputing anybody. I know there are a lot of fans think they actually need to. I just think the replacement cost at running back is so cheap compared to the replacement cost, say, at cornerback.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, could they draft somebody at running back and just, like, leave him as a redshirt year and, you know, presuming that Cook isn't going to be here after next year? They could, but, you know, you start to look at the roster and you got Cook, Ray Davis, who they invested a fourth-round pick in last year,
yep.
Ty Johnson, who they re-signed, who is an outstanding pass-catching back, and then they re-signed Reggie Gilliam, the fullback. So are they keeping an extra running back? Or do they want to keep five running backs?
Right.
They could, but so it's interesting. They, you know, and you had a story in the Buffalo News this week where with a draft analyst saying there could be like 32 draftable running backs in the class this year.
Right.
It's ridiculous. But the reality is next year, the draft class is probably going to be good in running back, too. You can find running backs in the draft. Okay. You know, how about wide receiver? Let's take a look at that. They certainly could use a wide receiver on day three, and I think nobody would be against them getting a speed receiver. Keon Coleman is their big guy. Their backup to him is Tyrell Shavers. They signed Josh Palmer, who is they have big plans for. He is the flanker, the Z receiver. They move him around. They got him, Samuel, Shakir, obviously. And they signed Laviska Shenault, a pick I like, or he could back up slot and kick return. So where another speed guy or another big guy to back up Keon, you could definitely argue for that, right?
I think there's a large portion. I don't know if large is the right word. There is a portion of this fan base that is so interested in always building up that wide receiver room that I know, you know, guys here are catching interest.
And got the Josh throwing deep, they could. It was pretty good, but they could do better, threatening defenses deep. I think Palmer, Josh Palmer, they think that even though he's not a blazer, he's a 4.50 guy. They think he can beat people deep, and promising. His downfield ability is promising, but somebody else with speed. Can never argue with that. Day three guys, somebody like maybe Maryland's Ty Felton, who ran 4.37, a fourth or fifth rounder. Dante Thornton, 4.30, could last to the fifth round. Keep your eye out for a speed guy on day three at receiver.
How about safety?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting one, too.
You look, a lot of the early mock drafts from national people had the Bills, like, taking Nick Emmanuel at 30 overall, the South Carolina freak physical safety. I just can't see it. But you could argue the safety is a position where you need grooming. It's hard for a rookie to step in.
It is.
They have their starters in Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp. Damar Hamlin is back, and that's about as good a insurance number three as you're going to have.
Yeah.
They signed Derek Forrest, a size speed athlete who's a promising 3.4. But if there's a guy there, there's been a lot of speculation about the Bills going high. Texas, I think, Andrew Makuba. As a second round pick, I just have a hard time investing that this year. Day three is fine.
But yeah.
I don't like the idea of going day top 60 pick. At
okay,
safety.
I don't either. So I wanted to.
Okay. Good. Thank you. We're on the same board.
I feel good that we're on the same page there.
All right. Tight end. How about tight end? I think you definitely see them taking a tight end. You've got Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid. They did not bring back Quentin Morris. The number three right now is Zach Davidson, who I like,
who's
a real under the. You absolutely see them taking a tight end, right?
I'm writing about tight ends for tomorrow's paper, actually, Friday's paper. And this is just a really cool class of tight ends.
Yeah.
I think, you look at like a Tyler Warren, he's not going to be available for the Bills.
Right.
But just you look at guys in this draft class and how they're going to dictate the rest of the where tight ends go. It's a really good group. I think there's some... there's a bit of a renaissance of tight ends right now, and this is the next generation for guys.
Right.
After we've seen Kelce and Kittle for so long, it's time for the next group to take over, kind of. And there's some guys out there that I think the Bills are really going to like.
I lean towards, so with tight ends, is he a Y tight end? Is he attached to the line of scrimmage, to the tackle and going to block? Or is he a flex tight end like Dalton Kincaid?
Right.
And basically a glorified receiver.
Yeah.
Davidson can flex out. I'm not saying he's a slightly more of a pass catcher. I think they could use a wide. They need another wide tight end.
Yeah.
They need. I think if they're going tight end, which I think they will, I think they need to get somebody who is not a zero in the blocking. So these guys who are just big pass catchers and don't block, I think you got to look at tight ends who can block a little, and there are a pretty decent amount of
class.
Y tight ends in this class who could be, you know, day three picks. I mean, a good number of them. Gunnar Helm, Texas. Mitchell Evans, Notre Dame. Jackson Hawes, Georgia Tech. Luke Lachey, Iowa. Iowa's a tight end factory, and his father was Jim Lachey, one of the great hogs in Washington. So there's a good number of tight ends. An H-back guy, don't see that. Linebacker.
Ooh.
What do you think about that position? Could they use, you could argue for a linebacker, right?
I think it's interesting what they did with Matt Milano this offseason of restructuring his contract for ending sooner.
Right.
Yeah. I thought that was intriguing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Brandon Bean said recently that they still have trust in him and everything, but I think they should take a look at some of these linebackers as, again, they know how to develop guys on defense especially, I would say.
And they have Dorian Williams, who was a very encouraging season, right? I mean, he could, like, Dorian Williams is a potential future starter. And if one of the starters gets hurt, you feel good about Dorian Williams. The backup, so Dorian can back up both spots. They also have Baylen Specter, who hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Yeah.
In the fifth round, they drafted Eddie Ulofasio. You know, exactly what do they think of him? He's kind of had a redshirt year, basically, last year. And then they have Joe Andreessen. They could use, you know, given Milano's injury history and his uncertain future beyond this year, definitely could take a day three linebacker.
Yeah, I don't love this class of linebackers overall, but I think when you get to day three, then, you know, the Bills
are able.
You could
take a chance.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Safety. I could see them taking an interior offensive lineman. I really don't think they need a tackle at all.
No.
In fact, I haven't looked a lot at the tackles and quarterbacks. It's nice to be able to write off a position. So, you know, covering the Bills, we've been able to write off the quarterback. I haven't watched anything of quarterbacks in years. After 14 years of the draft, that's all we looked at.
Yeah.
Or the drought. We looked at nothing but quarterbacks for 14 years, and now we can totally ignore that position.
Yeah, I wrote about it for our draft preview, and I was like, I don't know. I got to learn these guys really fast because it's not something the Bills will be drafting.
Right.
So
at the combine, great. Every the quarterbacks are mobbed, and we can just completely ignore those interviews.
It is good to have Josh Allen for a team, certainly. There is so much more leading up to the draft and in the draft itself that we'll be writing about on BuffaloNews.com, so make sure you're reading there.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.